My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. I know that his taste buds are being entertained because I see what you're eating. You're eating the Nerds gummy clusters.
I mean,
are amazing.
These are poison.
They're so good.
I've walked by them for a couple days now, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to buy them.
They're so delicious. It's an innovator in the candy game.
You want to see it? What is it?
It's a gummy center covered with Nerds
it's
candy.
It's literally like taking sugar and injecting it into your veins.
It's so good.
It's awful for you.
That side of the room apparently hates it.
I wouldn't hate it. I've just never had it.
Can I have one?
Yeah, it's just
so one. I don't need three.
No, you're going
to
have them.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not a fan of gummy bears or Nerds individually.
There's nothing redeeming about it.
Oh, yeah,
but
there is.
It tastes good.
The sugar burst I'm getting
right
now.
Sugar high.
Very redeeming.
Yeah.
All right, EP time. Here we go.
Pour one
sponsored
out.
EP.
Oh, that's right. I already
sponsored
did the sponsor. I did
entertainment
it earlier.
Page.
I did it for the Commanders. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker, he's in town. He texted me this morning over at BMW Fairfax. Says no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
I mean, you were doing a wacky earlier. We were trying to co-brand a bunch of different sponsors on the one segment. Now we're good. The train is back on the tracks.
I was a little out of it there.
It's all good. All good.
Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. The second best September opening of all time. Ooh. That sounds pretty good with like the NFL right?
That does sound good. That's impressive.
Number one at the box office. It's the second biggest September opening since a movie that debuted, you'll never get it, in 2017 that made $123 million. It.
Ah,
I was going to think another horror movie because Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
So that's the time that those movies come out.
Great hypothetical for Jason.
Yeah.
How much would I have had to pay you to go see Beetlejuice
at 1 o'clock
1 p.m.
Sunday.
On a Sunday? You cannot look at your phone. You can't check scores. You can't pull up YouTube TV and watch the game while Beetlejuice is on. You have to give the movie undivided attention, and then you can watch, of course, the recaps and games when you come out, when you leave. But for hour block, you're out of the loop.
All right. Well, I would have been back for the Commanders game because that's all we talk about.
Yeah, you're home for that. But like, you missed the entire early slate. How much would it
this
take?
This might surprise you. 500?
You would do it for 500 bucks? I'm shocked. I thought you'd be
do it for 500.
Yeah, because, at least four figures.
Because the Niners play at four or later or whatever.
Yeah, but still, he's a gambling addict. He's a fantasy monster.
Yeah,
like
500 would probably do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
Have we talked about Jason's headphones?
Well, I see.
Can you turn? It's gotten worse and worse.
Well, he's ripped the little leather.
He's had those headphones.
Thing.
Those have to be a dozen years old.
It's got
to
be.
But
Jason.
The foam is coming
time.
Out.
I mean,
look, I've got a whole brand new set right here too.
brand new. It's 10 years old.
Well, I mean, I just never wore them.
Hold on. You have a new...
I mean, they're new. I mean, they're not new? They're not newly purchased, but I've never worn them.
Why aren't you using
I need to take a picture of this.
Because I like the ones I have, man.
Like that beater
on your... He doesn't want to use his backup, then he'll have no backup. I know how his brain thinks.
Right.
I mean, you need some duct tape at least, because that thing is just...
You know what? Just like my old 15-year-old computer, they still work.
And you know what? You do you.
They can't be as noise-canceling, though, with that little leak. I feel like there's leakage there.
I'm telling you, it still works.
Turn to the.
I mean, there might be a little leakage.
Yeah, they're definitely.
The thing I don't like is you got to put batteries in there. It's so tilting. And you make Roger run around for batteries all the time.
Or Daniel. Daniel hooks me.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Daniel.
That's Roger's go-to. What do you think about that? Yeah. That's his go-to phrase.
I haven't purchased batteries for these cans in years.
Oh, we know you haven't.
All right. I put it up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow if you're curious to see his headphones with the protruding protruding foam.
All right, Jason, I know you and I have a similar mindset regarding like liquor. We'll drink almost anything, I think, with liquor in it. At least I will. AMC Theaters are selling a cocktail called the Sandworm Slayer. In honor of Beetlejuice.
Well, hopefully it's filled with Scotty's vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
What do you think about that? It's a 24-ounce cocktail made with
24 ounces?
Blue and black raspberry juice. Their so-called premium vodka. We would, of course, put Scotty's
juice.
And it's topped with gummy worms.
I'm out.
I'm in.
$31.
Gummy, I'm in. $31.
Yeah, 31.
I can go to CVS.
Well, it's 24 ounces. It's two drinks.
I can go to CVS and get gummy worms for $1.50 and stick them in my pocket and save $30. No, thank you.
Valdez,
what do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
I thought of you. We went to Chop Tank, right? The pregame before one of the Cornell games because I was in Annapolis. It's a spot right on the water in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three straight games there. Or, you know, every day we had a game. And I wasn't that hungry because we had done brunch already. So I did crab soup. And
cream of crab soup.
Delicious. That's what I prefer.
So good.
Cream of crab soup and just a wedge salad. Very simple.
Okay.
And two old fashions, but who's counting?
Hold on. Two old fashions at lunch?
Pre-gaming. We're going there. The goal is to drink a little aggressive. How many did you have at brunch before that? Zero.
Mimosas? Okay. Nothing?
Yeah. I don't do
mimosas. Bellinis?
Nope.
Oh, Bellinis is so good.
I don't know. We take the edge off. Anxiety before games.
Yeah.
So, it's like I'm playing.
Why did you say you drank like a couple days before that? You've always got some sort of rationale.
It's always anxiety.
Oftentimes it's anxiety or to take the edge off and put me to sleep.
I drank two beers last night. Anxiety about Garrett Wilson.
Oh, dude, that's standard. I remember it was your three putts.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I didn't really help either way.
Yeah.
Really. Had no impact. There wasn't a lot of lump crap. We could have used the jumbo crumb. Or whatever the guy was that was in here last week.
JumboLumpCakes.com.
Yeah, wasn't
tickly great.
Lumpy.
Call Brandon.
I would say
unlumpy.
It was definitely unlumpy. It was a few slivers of some shreds.
You can call Brandon. I don't know if he's going to be able
just
to hear
a lot of filler.
You through the cauliflower ear. He's a nice guy. I love the guy. That dude would take you down in the octagon.
Oh, yeah, because he's an MMA guy.
I'm assuming he's some sort of MMA level grappler. Right. Or wrestler.
I think he just did the workout.
All right, so no crab cake set.
Well, how do you get the ears?
I know. He told me they never fought.
Really?
Well, he must have wrestled or something.
Yeah, he had to wrestle.
He owned an MMA gym at one point.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think he didn't train?
His ears got boxed so many times, you don't even understand.
He didn't have silly ears like these. These ears are
silly.
Look
at these ears. Pristine.
Never going to have cauliflower in these things.
They're ringing.
I am going to my appointment in like 10 days.
Yeah,
get back to the crab cakes.
No, I made the
Chop Tank crab cakes.
No, it's not the crab cakes. You were barely listening.
I wasn't listening.
You were barely listening.
Well, it's the
crab
soup. It's noise canceling.
The crab soup. The cream of crab soup.
Okay.
There were just a few shreds of crab. There was a hint of the taste, but
no lumpy.
I'm
disappointing.
Well, the crab cake's probably the same.
Don't know.
Can't speak to that. I only had that.
Next time you go, get a half and half.
You're skimping on the meat.
A what?
Half and half soup. Half cream of crab, half Maryland crab.
Oh.
Delicious.
I've never done that.
Never done
People
that
do
Delicious.
That?
Oh, yeah.
It's like your version of an Arnold Palmer.
No, that's just that's something that you do in the Dina.
No, no, no. Silly.
I've never heard of that. Silly. I've lived here for longer than you.
Half red crab,
half cream of crab, half Maryland crab. Half and half crab soup.
Huh?
I've never heard of that.
I need hillbillies to call in. Do you? I've never heard that before. Fellow usually, hillbillies.
Here's why. Because usually most places, they either offer cream of crab or the crab red base.
Yeah, Maryland
crab.
They
don't offer both.
No, no, but I could see a guy just saying, hey, can you mix the two? Right. I could see
It's well known. Half and half.
Okay. I sometimes will say when I'm... It's the dumbest bit
It's not
ever.
Called Cal Ripken. It's called, or it's not called Arnold Palmer. It's called Cal Ripken. No.
Right. I don't say... I mean, it's so dumb that I do it, but I'll say, can I have a... Half Diet Coke, half Coke. Waste of time.
Okay.
Who does that?
I've never heard of that either.
I do it sometimes. I don't think I'm the only one, but whatever. I say, I can have a Diet Coke. Put a little regular Coke in it too, please.
Just to make it a little sweeter.
A splash of Coke.
You want an actual good taste.
Diet Coke and a splash of regular Coke.
Yeah, I mean, it's the dumbest bit ever, okay. But that bit that he's talking about.
Yeah. Like you said. It's all hillbillies.
I think it's only hillbillies, is specifically in Edina, like
maybe
on the street you grew up on.
Yeah.
No one's calling in.
No, it's on Jimmy's menu right now.
Jimmy's
Seafood.
Okay.
All right, what is it called?
It's just a half and a half soup.
Never heard of that,
No,
man.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, half and half soup, 32-ounce soup, half cream of 32 crab.
32-ounce
yeah.
soup.
There's no sophisticated human that's calling
32
in.
Ounces of soup? How much 32 ounces?
I know. I'm reading about a Gatorade, a 32 ounce Gatorade.
Okay.
Right? Need to
I don't know. What is a typical bowl of soup?
Probably 8 ounces.
8 or 10 ounces, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing. Like a cup. How many ounces in
a
cup?
Like a big gulp.
I'll take your word for it.
A big gulp filled with red and
white
soup.
Here we go. Here we go. Bunch of hillbillies calling in.
My brethren. The bat signal.
Go to Trevor and Chantilly. Trevor,
hold up. Hold up. Hillbilly.
Yeah.
You're a hillbilly.
Not cool. All right, man. All right. Well, yeah, as a guy from Virginia, the other side of the pond, let me say it, it's the only way to go. Whenever I go to the beach, it's half and half.
All right, hold on. Who serves that at the beach? Like what spot?
Pretty much any restaurant that has crab soup, they have the cream or just the Maryland crab version.
But you have to say, it's not on the menu like Jimmy's. You have to ask for it.
Yeah, but it's never been something they say no to. I mean, it's almost like it's something they.
I get it.
It's a request they always get.
Yeah,
you have to get it.
Yeah, you start with the regular Maryland crab soup, and then you add the cream of crab into it.
Okay,
sounds like it. May,
it's silly.
I might have to try.
So my uncle lives in Medina. My uncle lives in Medina. I was there last.
What street? Which local joint?
With the local joint, picked up three. Hey, by the way, he lives on the river. So
on the Magathy.
I know which river. There's a billion rivers.
the mouth of the Magathy.
I live on the Magathy too. We're probably neighbors.
Dude, anywho, I went and scooped up three quarts of each. Came home and I ate. That's all I ate for the next 2 weeks. Just half and half soup.
Right, that is
money.
I probably went to fight first, picked it up.
Ain't nobody Chevy Chase calling in. Trust me.
No chance.
They're not serving that at Columbia
Country
Club.
The next call is coming in from like Arbutus.
Yeah.
All right. Guarantee that.
It's a bunch of snobs over there.
No, not at all.
Let's go to Sam. And we're just calling like we see it, buddy. Sam.
Dude, this is the most Bickle blind spot I've ever heard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just me. I've never heard of it.
I'd eat it,
it's
though.
It's everywhere. And I know you, too, EB. You're like the guy that goes to Chick-fil-A and get like the chicken sandwich and the coleslaw because you feel better about it than like eating French fries.
That's the
right?
Nuggets.
Sometimes I do get the coleslaw.
Right. So you cut the cream in half with the Maryland crab and it mixes it up. You feel a little better about yourself. But it's pretty much on every menu in, you know, Edgewater, Annapolis.
Annapolis. I'm never there, so I don't see.
Edgewater's hillbilly.
Edgewater. Eric, I'm never down there, so I never see the menus at these places. Because where I live, they just don't have those type of restaurants.
Right.
You're not getting cream of crab soup and Maryland crab soup.
Yeah.
You're not getting that.
Right.
I make a silly cream of crab.
I'm sure you do.
Why don't you make some for tomorrow?
It's delicious. Yeah, we'll do a taste test
half
tomorrow.
I'll call in your bluff right now.
Your dented can of crab meat from Giant.
You're going to have some Venezuelan crab meat.
Yeah, and make it for us tomorrow. All right, we come back. We'll give you a chance to win HF Festival tickets, and we'll do some more EP. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions with unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment. OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs, from cybersecurity to seamless integrations. Visit osifederal.com today. Discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.